ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Like Jane Ace won't get a chance to buy all the clothes she expected to for the courtroom where the Aces are soon to stand trial in a $10,000 lawsuit brought by Mr. Neff. Jane was so anxious to look like the $10,000 she's being sued for, but it seems that Mr. Neff is anxious to get the trial started almost at once. This episode takes place the following day in Mr. Neff's office, where we find him in consultation with his young lawyer who is anxious to make good on his first case. Listen.
Hello, young man, you get busy. All this dilly-dallying and stalling's got to stop. I want this case to come to trial not later than next Tuesday.
Yes, but Mr. Neff, I don't think I'm quite ready to go into court yet.
Not ready? What's holding you? You've got all the facts. You don't need anything else. Why, this case is a cinch. This woman deliberately misled me. She and her husband conspired to keep me from selling my property to Mr. Everett. I made her an offer of $500 if she sold my ground to Everett. And what did she do? She ran right to her husband and tipped him off and stalled me around until it was too late for me to do any good.
Yes, I know the facts of the case, Mr. Neff. That part's all right.
You bet your life it is. Now, you ought to be tickled to death. You've got a fair case this easy to win.
Oh, yes, indeedy. I appreciate that, Mr. Neff. But as I told you the other day, I want to make a good impression in court. I ought to have some clothes to fit the occasion.
Will you stop talking clothes to me? What are you going to make out of this, a style show? I've got $10,000 at stake, boy.
Yes, I realize that, and I've got a lot at stake, too.
You?
Yes, not only is this my first case, but, I might as well tell you, I've got a girl, and she's...
You've got a girl? What do I care about your girl?
Well, we've been thinking about getting married, and I can't afford to make any mistakes.
That's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. No mistake after that matter at all.
Oh, no. There's no mistake about Ethel.
Ethel? What is this I've got into? A marriage bureau? I'm going to court to win a $10,000 damages, and you talk to me about Ethel. I don't care a hang about...
Oh, please, Mr. Neff, not so loud. She's waiting in the outer office for me. She might hear you.
What? You brought her up here with you?
Well, you see, a lot depends on this case, Mr. Neff.
I'll say a lot depends on this case.
Oh, yes, the money you get, of course, but Ethel's going to be at my side all through the trial, and I'm going to look my best.
Will you stop talking?
I want her to be proud of me in court. And if you'd only consider putting the trial off about 10 days, I could get the swellest dark coat and striped trousers made.
Hey, you listen here, you young whippersnapper. Who are you working for, me or that high-pressured lawyer of theirs?
Why, Mr. Neff.
Don't you Mr. Neff me. It sounds to me like he got to you. That Kelly came to me yesterday and wanted the case put off a couple of weeks, and I turned him down cold. Why, I even told him he'd have to talk to my lawyer. Did he get to you?
Why, Mr. Neff.
Well, it sounds like it to me. The same line of talk he gave me, only he said he wanted time for his client, Mrs. Ace, to get some clothes. Is everybody crazy around here? Is this a style show I'm running?
You don't see how important it is.
I see one important thing. I have to win this case.
Of course I'll win it, Mr. Neff. Why, with Ethel there in court to spur me on?
I'll do all the spurring you'll need, young fellow.
Oh, but Ethel and I were thinking of getting married. You don't understand just how we...
Oh, there you are, Mr. Neff.
What do you want here?
I want to see you. I thought I'd find you here.
I have nothing to say to you.
Well, I have something to say to you. What did you mean by telling my husband we had to go to court next week?
I never talked to your husband, and I don't want to. I don't want to see either of you anywhere but in court.
Now, Mr. Neff, will
you... Now, you stay out of this.
Well, I don't mind seeing you in court, but I've got to get some things to wear in court, and I'm not going until I get them.
Oh, yes, you are. I don't want to talk to you.
Mr. Neff,
I don't care if you want to talk to me or not. You can't do that to me. Well, after all the business we had together...
The business we had... Do you dare stand there?
Well, we did have, and now you treat me like a stranger.
Like a... Will you do me the favor to leave these premises?
Mr. Neff, will you please introduce me to this lady?
This is Mrs. A. This is the woman.
Oh, pleased to meet your acquaintance. But, Mr. Neff, now look
here. I'll do the talking for my client.
What?
Yes, you heard him. He'll do the talking for me.
Who's he?
Well, he's my lawyer. Name's Johnson.
Pleased to meet you. Lawyer?
Yes. Mrs. A., I'm a counsel for the plaintiff. And if there's anything you want to...
Lawyer?
What are you laughing about? See here, Mrs. Ace. I can't have you laughing at my client.
Are you a lawyer?
I certainly am. And I'm here to protect my client from incriminating slavery. Now, look here, Mrs. Ace. The legal profession, of which I am proud to be a member, will not tolerate any expression.
Well, I just can't get over you being a lawyer.
You can't. You realize that... Well, oh, it's no use, Mr. Neff. You see what I mean about having the clothes to make the right impression? You simply must...
Do you mean to say you're going to let this woman bulldoze you?
But if I had the right clothes, appearances, everything...
Appearance, poppycock. You're a lawyer, not a tailor's dummy. Or are you a tailor dummy?
A tailor's dummy?
Or any other kind of dummy.
Oh, Mr. Neff.
Don't you misinterpret me. You stand up there and tell this woman where she gets off. I don't know why she came here in the first place.
Yes, this is most unusual, Mrs. Ace. After all, it's customary that the legal salon employed by both sides have the usual conferences.
I don't want any conferences with any of them. Why, you had a lot of nerve coming here like this after the way you hoodwinked me.
I did what?
You heard me. Don't play dumb with me.
I'm not playing.
You're not? Well, it won't do you any good. I fell for that line of yours once, but never again. I fell for it, and I learned my lesson. Now you're going to pay for it. Had me believing you were selling my property when all the time you knew your husband was putting over his deal with old man Everett.
Now, Mr. Neff, be careful.
Don't you now me. I know what I'm talking about, and so does she. And she's going to court and pay through the nose. And there's going to be no postponements or delays or anything. Just an out-and-out lawsuit.
But, Mr. Neff, you can't do this to me. I have to have time to get
through. Oh, you do? Well, now, isn't that too bad? Have done that before you hornswoggled me the way you did.
I was?
You deliberately...
Now, Mr. Neff, I warn you, anything you say will be used against you.
What's that? Say, whose lawyer are you?
Oh, that's right. Just a legal term, Mr. Neff. You wouldn't understand.
I wouldn't understand.
Well, I still don't see what difference it would make to you if you sue us next week or 2 weeks from now.
Oh, you don't. Well, I'll sue you any time I please.
But I can't go into court looking like this.
The law must take its course, Mrs. Ace.
A lawyer.
Oh, what's the use?
I have nothing further to say to you, Mrs. Ace. Good day.
But I've got something to say.
I please.
But I can't go into court looking like this.
The law must take its course, Mrs. Ace.
A lawyer.
Oh, what's the use?
I have nothing further to say to you, Mrs. Ace. Good day.
But I've got something to say to you.
Well, I won't hear it. If you have anything to say, you can say it to my lawyer. And if you won't leave, I will.
Well, I won't leave until...
Well, I'll leave. I'm not going to sit here and talk to you. I don't want to see you until we go to court.
But that's just it. Why can't we go to court in 2 weeks?
Well, you take that up with my lawyer. I'm going to lunch.
Now, Mrs. Ace, is there something you wish to take up with me? I'm a very busy man.
Imagine him going out like that.
Anything you have to say to Mr. Neff, you can say to me. I represent him in all matters legal. What is it you wish to say?
You know what I've been telling him about not going to court next week.
Oh, no, Mrs. Ace, I'm afraid
that... Because I have to get some clothes and things to wear to the trial.
Oh, no, Mrs. Ace, I'm afraid that...
But the tailor said he couldn't even give me my first try-on for my suit until Monday.
Oh, no, Mrs. Taylor?
Yes.
How long does it take to make a lady's suit?
Well, about 2 weeks sometimes. It doesn't fit just right, you know.
2 weeks? My tailor said he could get mine out in 10 days.
What?
Oh, well, what's the use?
Honey, I'm lonesome out here.
Oh, Ethel, I forgot about you.
You forgot me? Honey.
Oh, I didn't mean it, Sugar.
But you said...
Oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Ethel, Sugar, but I was just...
I was so lonesome.
Were you?
Awfully lonesome. Were you lonesome?
I sure was.
Me too.
Me too.
What? Oh.
I was getting lonesome myself just sitting here and nobody talking to me.
Oh, excuse me, this is Mrs. A. Sugar. This is my girl, Mrs. Ace, Ethel.
Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Glad to meet you.
We're going to get married if this trial comes out all right.
Yes, isn't it marvelous, Mrs. Ace? Are you married?
Oh, yes. I've been married about 6 years.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Honey, 6 years. Isn't that marvelous? Oh, I'm so proud of him, Mrs. Ace.
Isn't she a swell girl?
Uh-huh. I just love to see two people getting married. I was engaged once. When are you going to get married?
When this trial is over. Oh, we've worked so hard for this, haven't you, honey?
Well, it wasn't easy, Sugar. But with you to turn it on...
Isn't he marvelous?
Oh, you're sure crazy about him, aren't you?
Am I?
No, I asked you that.
I sure am. Oh, honey, did you ask Mr. Neff about the dark coat and striped trousers?
Yes, doggone it.
Honey, not in front of Mrs. Ace.
Well, I can't help it. I'm mad. He won't let me postpone the trial.
Oh, that breaks my heart. Isn't it a shame, Mrs. Ace? I wanted to see him in court with a dark coat and striped trousers. I've been dreaming about it for so long.
You have?
Yes, we've talked about it for weeks. My first big case, and I can't get the outfit unless I save up another 2 weeks. I'll have it out of my next 2 weeks' salary, but Mr. Neff won't wait.
Oh, that just breaks my heart. I'm afraid I'm going to cry.
Oh, sugar, don't feel so bad.
I can't help it. Your first case, honey. You simply must win it.
Oh, I will. I'm sure of it.
You will, won't you? Oh, you must.
I will.
Sure he will, that's all.
But if he just had the right clothes to wear in court.
Yes, it's awfully important to make a right impression.
It is? Oh, yes. Judges can be so hard. But if you look nice...
It's half the battle, Mrs. Ace. If Mr. Neff would...
Oh, I just thought of something. You're just about Mr. Ace's height, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. Am I?
Yes, exactly. Now, he has a dark coat. It's part of his Oxford gray suit. And he has a pair of striped trousers.
Mrs. Ace, would you?
Oh, but I...
Oh, honey, it will only be until after the trial.
Yes, and then you could give it back to me then. You have to let me give it to you because you do want to get married, don't you? I just love to see two people in love getting married.
Do you think they'd fit me if
I... Of course. She said Miss Ace was just as tall as you are. Don't you just love tall men, Mrs. Ace?
Yes, especially Mr. Ace. Well, do you want to come out and try it on? I've got a car downstairs. Oh, I'm so excited as if I was getting married myself. Do you want to come out?
Well, I really ought to get back to the office and work some more on the case.
Oh, you can do that later. Oh,
but I can't afford not to be up on it. My first and most important case.
Oh, don't worry. You'll win it.
Oh, sure you will. Come on, let's hurry.
You're sure your husband won't mind?
Mind? Well, what he don't know won't hurt. I won't tell him.
One more thing, Mrs. H.
What?
Of course you know this will make no difference in this case.
What do you mean?
I shall continue to press the suit to its very limit.
Oh, that's all right. It probably needs it. It's been hanging there so long. Come on, let's hurry.
Well, at any rate, Jane has the opposing lawyer in shape to start the suit against the Aces. Just how the case comes along, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.